What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Why You Should Live and Even Invest in Merida. So, I'm back out in Merida. For those of you who don't know, Merida is in the Yucatan Peninsula. It's the capital of the state of Yucatan. It's about 4 hours away from Cancun by car or bus. They also happen to have an airport here, international airport, but it's very, I don't want to say it's very expensive, but it's hella more expensive to travel in and out from Merida than it is from Cancun to Miami. However, if you have the money, you can fly from America directly to Merida. If you are in Mexico, you can fly, you know, from Merida anywhere to Mexico relatively cheap. But Merida does have an airport. Now, here's the thing about Merida, guys. Merida is a city of 1 million people, I think. This city got bigger and bigger. And of course, when a city gets big, it moves from the central location, it moves out. That's what suburbanization is. Now, right now, guys, I am in the northeastern part of Merida. This is where I am right now, guys. The thing about Merida that you guys have to keep in mind is that it's hot and humid here. Merida is worse than Florida. Right now in the winter, it's bearable. So pretty much from November to February, Merida is bearable. However, outside of November through February, it's really bad when it comes to heat and humidity. If you guys remember, a couple of months back, I was actually here in the end of summer. And man, even at 1 o'clock at night, I hated it here. It's so freaking humid. During the day, guys, the sun is very, very hot. Obviously, the closer you get to the equator, the hotter the sun will be. So if the heat, the humidity, and the blazing sun is not that big of a deal to you, consider living and maybe even investing in Merida. Now, the thing about Merida is that unlike Cancun, Playa del Carmen, Tulum, this is not a tourist trap, okay? Merida is kind of like a laid-back city. This is the safest city in all of Latin America. Believe it or not, guys, this is one of the top safest cities in the Western Hemisphere, okay? Now, the thing about Merida, like I said in my past other videos, is that this is where the cartel came together and they said, all right, man, Merida is off limits, okay? So no drugs come in here, no cartel, no gang members. Again, this is the safest city in all of Latin America and one of the top safest cities in the Western Hemisphere. And again, the cartel, along with the government, of course, which is probably the cartel as well, they all decided that Merida is off limits to drugs, violence, corruption, and all that stuff. So Merida is a very, very good destination if you guys want to live or even invest. Now, if you want to live in Merida, I suggest you live anywhere from central to northern Merida, okay? Right now, guys, I am in northwestern Merida, okay? So anything from central above is good for you to live in. Basically, southern Merida, that's where all the low-class poor people are. Actually, my Airbnb is right there. You know, they're not bad people or anything, but you're not gonna see shopping centers like this, okay? Look, they even got a gym over there, right? They got a gym over there. They have a Burger King over there, you can see. That's Starbucks. That's where I was half an hour ago working on MGTOW TV. So, when you guys get to Mérida, Centro, and anything from Centro up north is where you want to be. Southern Mérida, no, because it's poor, it's ugly. Again, nothing wrong with that, but it's not gonna be the type of lifestyle that we are in America are accustomed to. So again, look, this is, it's as if we are at a suburban city in any place in America, man. This is like small town USA where I'm from. It's like, where was I in California? You know, a lot of places in California are like this. You know, you got big parking lot, you got banks, you got gym over there, you got the cinema where we were down there. So there's a Walmart, believe it or not. And actually, guys, hard to believe, but Walmart is pretty damn cheap here, okay? So, you know, guys, I hate to say this, but the best place for you to get your food from is Walmart, and the best place to grab your coffee from is Starbucks. I guess this is why Starbucks and Walmart are a worldwide phenomena, because, you know, they have good prices, good atmosphere, you know. So I can't blame Starbucks and Walmart for being all over the place. But things like Burger King, come on, man. That's fucking shit right there. But anyways, so one of the things we're going to be talking about, guys, is that you can invest in Mérida, okay? Believe it or not, you guys can actually own land. You probably have to get a lawyer. If you want to own land, you probably have to get a lawyer that way. Because from my understanding, foreigners cannot own land here in Mexico within 100 miles from the ocean or from the border. We are within 40 miles from the ocean. But the lawyers told me there are so many ways around owning property and land here, guys, and it's all legal. It's not like backdoor cartel bullshit, you know. You can legally own property here, even if it's, you know, within 100 miles from the ocean. There are legal ways around it. Just get yourself a good lawyer. Now, what I'm interested in is that I'm interested in actually investing in a business down here, you know. Believe it or not, guys, rent here is dirt cheap. You can get rent in a nice area, kind of like this. No, I mean, not this big, but you can get yourself a nice small store, use it as a salon, use it as you know, cafe. You can get yourself a nice rent for as low as $500, okay? I was at the chill out bar the other day, guys, and the chill out bar, it's a bar, it has a rooftop, it's up there in a nice high rise, and the rent for the whole place is $2,000 a month, man. So the rent in this city is dirt cheap. Again, guys, Mérida is not known for being tourist oriented. So we don't have to worry about gringos coming in and raising up the rates. For example, see this over here, guys? See this shop? I would venture to say a rental space like this in an area like this, I would say that would be probably $500-$600 in an area like this. Now, if you guys go out and venture out into the city, you know, if you want to get a small shop in not a glamorous area like this, you can probably get yourself something under $500. Look, these are all empty shops over here, guys. I'm telling you guys, some of these shops are probably gonna be in the $500-$600 range, maybe even less. I'm actually gonna be looking at property here, guys. I've already made contacts with some leasing offices. As you guys know, I had a restaurant back in Egypt. It was doing okay for a restaurant that started out, but my freaking alcoholic slash druggy slash womanizer cousin, he pilfered money from the restaurant. And then when I was like, yo, bro, I'm not giving you any more money, man. The restaurant is actually profitable. He just ended up shutting down the restaurant, pocketing the money, and fucking becoming a more of a womanizer and a drug dealer and an alcoholic. So this time around, guys, if I go into the restaurant business again, I am not gonna have any partners, okay, guys? No more partners for me. I'm gonna go in solo, just like I went in solo with MGTOW TV. I'm gonna go in solo with a restaurant if I decide to open a restaurant here, guys, okay? The salaries here are not that bad. I think the average salary here, the minimum wage salary, I think is around $300 a month, okay? That's the minimum wage in the area, $300 a month, or around there. So imagine you guys get yourself a nice little space for a restaurant, $500 a month rent. You get yourself three employees working in there, you know, one serving, one kitchen, one cashier, and then, you know, one can help out in the kitchen if need be. You know, I was told, the best way to make money in Merida, guys, is breakfast and brunch. Let me say that one more time. Breakfast and brunch are the best time for you to make money here in Merida, because Merida is not a night city, okay, guys? This city, like I said in my past videos, is extremely boring. Like when the sun goes down by 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, Merida for the most part is a ghost town, okay? The only time Merida is rocking is on the weekends. So Sunday to pretty much Thursday, Sunday through Thursday, guys, as you guys can see, not much action is going on, okay? It's around 11 o'clock right now, but still, when I went to Starbucks at like 8 o'clock a couple hours ago, there weren't that many people out. So this is not a place known for nightlife. There is nightlife here, guys. It's very, very small nightlife going on. In fact, the nightclubs don't open until Thursday, Friday and Saturday. So nightclubs here, for those of you guys who are like want to party, the nightclubs are 3 days a week. You know, if you want to go to a bar, a pub, they're open. They might be open to 12 o'clock at night. Yesterday when I went to the chill out bar, there was nothing, you know, nothing was there. So I asked a young lady who's the manager of the chill out bar, who I've known for a while because I've seen her before. In fact, me and QB Willie, we met her about half a year ago when we went to the chill out bar. She's still working there. So I'm like, how in the world are you guys able to afford this place if there is nobody? Like from Sunday to like Thursday, there's nobody here. You know, you got like what, 4 days, 5 days a week, ain't nobody there. Like, how can you guys afford this place? She told me, you know, the rent here is only $2,000 a month. And these places like that, they make their money on the weekend. So imagine it's a weekend, you got 2 days a week, the place is popping, you know, people come in, they buy food, they buy beer, they buy wine, you know, they waste, you know, $3,000-$4,000 over the week. And you know what? $3,000-$4,000 a week times what? Four? That might be $15,000, you know. Take away $2,000 in rent. Take away maybe another $1,500 to $2,000 when it comes to salary. So we're out like what? $4,000 right now? Food, shit like that. Add another $1,500 to $2,000. So let's say $6,000 to $7,000 goes toward operating your business, but you make $15,000 a month. So you're still making $7,000 a month operating off of like 2 or 3 days a week. So that's not bad. So imagine you get yourself a nice little space like we saw back there. Imagine you get yourself a nice little space like that for a cafe, $500 a month. You know, you get 3 employees. And here in Mexico, guys, you know what? They work 60 hours a week here in Mexico. You know that, guys? 60 hours a week in Mexico. So you can have the same people working from the time you open up your store until the time the store closes. You can have the same people working there, okay? Look at that. That's a Cinemaplex right there. It's 11 o'clock. Lights are off, okay? The lights are off at the Cinemaplex. So this just goes to show you, man. And this is a Thursday night. So here in Mérida, guys, let's say you open your restaurant at like 7, 8 in the morning and you go up until 8 in the evening or even 6, 7 o'clock in the evening, you're going to make the vast majority of your money within a 10-hour window, okay? So $500 to rent a space, then you have 3 employees, they're getting paid $300 a month. That's $1,000. Maybe one of them gets paid $500 to be like the manager of the place. So that's $1,500. So $1,500 plus a $500 in rent, that's $2,000. And then the food cost and shit like that is gonna be what? Another maybe $2,000 at the most. So your operating expenses are going to be about $4,000, maybe $5,000 a month at a restaurant, depending what you want to cook. Now, the restaurant I had back in Egypt, it was called Benito Artisan Pizza. We had burgers, we had chicken wings, we had fucking pizza. Guys, our restaurant was a bomb back in Egypt. But again, don't hire a freaking alcoholic, womanizer, / druggie, you know, even if it's a family member, especially if it's a family member. Guys, no second chances, okay? If you find out that somebody you're hiring had a history of drug use, womanizing, pilfering money, shit like that, the whole I turned over a new leaf, nah. Maybe God will forgive you, but no, not me. Okay, let's look. Okay, see this oven, guys? This oven is a little bit over $500. Of course, you guys, you know, in Egypt, the stuff we bought for our restaurant wasn't brand new. You can buy a lot of stuff like secondhand for dirt cheap. I'm sure that's the same way here in Mexico, man. So that oven you saw behind us for like $500, I'm sure you can get something equivalent to it, probably half that price. Used stuff is fine. What's this over here? Is this a washing machine? What is this? Airflux? I don't know what this is. This is 6,000 pesos. So that's like $320, maybe $330. You know, a lot of this stuff, guys, is like made in China, made in Mexico. It's stuff that you will never ever see in America. Look, they have stove tops. I mean, guys, I just came to this plaza because Starbucks is here, okay? I'm not walking through here because this is where I plan on investing or anything. I just came here because of Starbucks, and I'm like, hey, man, why don't I make a video while I'm at it, okay? So they have microwaves over there for about 2,000 pesos. 2,000 pesos, guys, that's a little bit over $100. So I don't think you're going to find prices like that in America again. These are all brands that you'll never hear about in America. I mean, anybody here heard of Daewoo? Daewoo is popular in Egypt. You'll never hear about it in America. So for about $120, you can get yourself a freaking oven right there or a freaking microwave. It's right there in front of you. So this refrigerator, 13,000 pesos. 13,000 pesos, that's like what? $650. $650 for this refrigerator, guys. So that's what I'm trying to tell you guys. You know, I think the startup cost of running a small restaurant, a small cafe, guys, is gonna be very, very minimal. So imagine a restaurant like this, guys. Imagine a restaurant like this. I'm gonna venture and say that the cost here for a place like this, right in front of us, I'm gonna probably say on a high end, I'm probably gonna say the space for this is maybe $1,000 a month. On the high end, this is probably $1,000 a month for a space like this. So imagine having a space like this, guys. And the thing you guys need to understand, man, you can pretty much sell here comparable to American prices, okay? I'm gonna show you. Look, they have a Christmas tree. So here, look at this restaurant, guys. Imagine having a restaurant like this for about $1,000 a month. That's your lease, okay? See, this is a sports bar. They got some people in there. This is kind of like a family theme. Yeah. They have a gym. By the way, guys, joining gyms here is not that expensive. It's like $30 a month. I know in America, gyms are like that, $30 a month. So yeah, look, they have a gym. Armor Gym. The gym is named after me, Armor, right? See it? So you guys can probably get yourself a gym membership here. Probably $20-$30 a month. I mean, in America, you can go to Planet Fitness for like $10-$20. So you're probably going to be paying the same here for a gym membership as you will in America. It's all good. So they have banks over here. See, that's another empty shop. No, I think that shop is used. That shop is used. So yeah, guys, I mean, if you guys can withstand the heat and the humidity, I think Merida will be a good fit for you. Right now, guys, I'm walking at 11 o'clock at night in the middle of December, and I'm sweating, guys. I'm sweating like a freaking pig, man. But hey, man, it is what it is, right? See, this is why you can walk around in shirts and a t-shirt and shorts, and it's totally fine, man. Ain't nobody gonna look down on you for walking around in a shirt and shorts around here, you know, because it's so damn hot and humid. So that's a plus, you know. Another thing, guys, is that you can get yourself a residence permit. I don't know if you need to get a residence permit first to do anything here. Let's see. They're buying the US dollars for 18, is that 1875? What's that? Is that 1875 or 1835? I don't know. They're selling it for $20.30. By the way, guys, here in Mexico, real talk, guys. Here in Mexico, man, the exchange rate at the banks is actually lower than the exchange rate on the international market. So if you like walk into like a bank and you like convert dollars to pesos, you're gonna get ripped off. And if you go to like a freaking ATM like a retard, oh, you're gonna get ripped off by the ATM. Not only are they gonna give you a lower commission than even the banks who are already ripping you off, they're gonna on top of that add their own fees, their own markups. So guys, if you're gonna come to Mexico, man, and it's gonna be more than just going to Cancun, banging a few whores and making a U-turn, consider doing one of two things, okay? Either get yourself a credit card or a debit card that has no international transaction fees. I'm a Chase private client, so it's actually better for me, Amr Mitwali, to use my Chase debit card here than for me to actually convert money at the bank. Because again, the bank is gonna give you 18.75 pesos for a dollar. Well, guess what? The international Forex is $19.60 for a peso. So for a dollar. So when you use your ATM, when you use your debit card, assuming there's no foreign transaction fees, well, guess what? When you make a purchase for like $5, it's gonna be for let's say you make a purchase for 50 pesos, right? It's gonna be 50 pesos divided by 19.6, which is what the Forex is right now, okay? So if you use a debit card with no transaction fee, guys, you will do 50 pesos divided by 19.6. Now, if you guys go to the bank and you exchange dollars, that 50 pesos is gonna be divided by 18.7 or 18.3, whatever the bank gave you for that dollar. So as you guys can see, if you go to a bank, for every dollar you exchange at a bank compared to using a debit card or a no foreign transaction fee credit card, you're losing 1 peso every dollar. So what I do here, guys, is that whenever possible, I use my Chase private client debit card, okay? Now, if you decide to be a little bit more intimate in Mexico, I have a bank account here in Mexico, guys, okay? So when I have so in my bank account, guys, I deposit like a couple hundred dollars. So when I deposit like $500-$600 in my Mexican bank account, they do give me a favorable rate. It's not as good as the rate on the open market, but it's like 19.05, right? So let's say the exchange rate on the open market is 19.6. Their exchange rate at the bank is going to be 19.05. So that means when you go to the bank that I'm at and you convert from dollars to their money, you're losing just a very, very little compared to actually using your debit card. But it's minimal. It's really not that big of a deal. You know, 19.6, which is a Forex, versus 19.05 or 19.10 at the bank, I mean, you're losing like what, 50 Mexican cents, which is like 2 or 3 American cents. Not a big deal at all, but this allows you to actually have a bank account in Mexico and you have a Mexican debit card, okay? So I have a Mexican bank account. I have a Mexican debit card, guys. I mean, really? I can actually say, fuck you, American. I can live in Mexico right now, guys. They gave me a 6-month visa here in Mexico. Plus, I'm working on my residential visa and I'm working on my temporary residence card here in Mexico, okay? So if you actually have a business or you own property here in Mexico, you can get a residency card. A temporary residence card, after 4 years, you can be a permanent resident of Mexico. And let's be honest, man, if you got money in this country and you say, fuck you, America, and you stay here, really, ain't nobody gonna give a fuck. And by the way, guys, if you like marry a Mexican chick or get her knocked up, they'll just give you they'll just give you the residency card if you marry a Mexican chick or get her knocked up. So there's so many ways for you guys out there to say, fuck you, America, I'm going to Mexico. And you guys have to keep in mind, man, Mexico is a very, very varied country when it comes to climate. It can go from jungle, hot and humid, which is what the Yucatan Peninsula is, guys. The Yucatan Peninsula is a freaking jungle, okay? That's why it's so fucking hot and humid. You guys can go anywhere from here to like fucking San Cristobal up in the mountains where it's snowing, okay? So Mexico is not hot and humid and shit like that. It can go from hot and humid to as bad as it's gonna get here in Merida. It can be nice and cool like in Guadalajara, Mexico City, or it can be super duper cold like in Toluca, San Cristobal, San Jose del Pacifico, okay, guys? So whatever climate you guys want, you have it here in Mexico, okay? You got jungle, you got beaches, you got mountains, you got desert. So I know a lot of people like to think that Mexico is like fucking jungle and deserts, but no, it's a big country with a lot to offer. You can rent yourself an apartment here around this area for about maybe I'm gonna say about $400-$500 a month, okay? I mean, heck, if you go on Airbnb and you try to rent an apartment here in northern Merida where I'm at, you can probably get yourself an apartment for a whole month for $500-$600, and that's after Airbnb scams you out of 10%. So if you guys directly deal with landlords, you can probably get yourself a nice apartment around this area for $400-$450, man. And you can eat for like $6-$7 a day. Guys, you can live comfortably here where I'm at. You can live comfortably where I'm at for well under $1,000 a month, okay? So here is my game plan, okay? If it wasn't for MGTOW TV, this is what my game plan would be if I didn't have MGTOW TV. I would work as a truck driver, okay, guys? I would work as a truck driver. I know truck drivers who make $10,000 a month. I would work my ass off as a truck driver, okay? That's what I'd do. I would work my ass off as a truck driver for maybe a year or two. Save up like $100,000. Come down here to Merida. Rent a place for $400-$500 a month, which is like what? $6,000 a year? That's nothing. Open yourself a nice little restaurant, okay? Guys, at the end of the day, it's about how much you pay versus how much you are spending, okay? So let's say you got that nice little cafe in one of those bays we saw down there. Your monthly expenditure is like, you know, $3,000, maybe $4,000 American dollars. but you're grossing $7,000 or $8,000, hey man, you are pocketing about $3,500, $4,000 a month by simply running a cheap little cafe. Guys, it's possible to run a business here in Merida, okay? Just don't get taken advantage of by people. Get yourself a freaking good lawyer, and for the love of God, do not hire family members, and don't go in business with other people, okay, guys? Don't do that. Do your own damn work, okay? Do not rely on other people. It's okay to totally rely on a lawyer to guide you through the documents, because it's going to be in Spanish, obviously. It's okay to hire a real estate agent to help you find a place, okay, and make sure you know the right areas, because you're not new to this town, okay? But don't go in business with other people. And like I mentioned, guys, if you plan on living or doing business here in Merida, what you guys want to do is that you want to live and do business in Centro and any place north of Centro, okay? Any place south of Centro. By the way, Centro means central. Surprise, surprise, right? So Centro means that's the center of the city, okay? Any place south of Centro, that's where the poor, low-class, working people are. I'm actually there because my Airbnb there, it's okay. I mean, for being here for a week, it's not a big of a deal. But if I was going to live and do business in Merida, guys, I will most certainly live probably in northern Merida, okay? The place I'm at right now, it's in northwestern Merida. This is where I'm at right now, guys. This is one of the new suburbs they're building. This is why you can have American-style plazas, big parking lots, and shit like that, you know? Over there, there's a supermarket called Shadali. I think that's the name of it. It's like the Mexican version of fucking Walmart, you know? So you got Mexican Walmart over there. And again, you have Walmart here. And everything Walmart has in America, they actually have here, but a little bit cheaper. So, yeah, you got Starbucks. You got Burger King behind us, if you still eat that shit. You have a gym over there. So you guys out there, man, in America, man, my game plan, if I didn't have MGTOW TV, work my ass off as a truck driver, save up a cool $100,000, and just come here and open a little business. Guys, again, I cannot stress this enough, okay? MGTOW might be losing $800 a month, but you guys want to know how much Rumble is losing? $8 million. Why? Because Rumble went big, okay? You know the old saying, go big or go home? Really doesn't work like that, okay? So on MGTOW TV, obviously we didn't go big. You know, MGTOW is a niche, it's a very, very small community. So that's why we lose only $800 a month, because we didn't go big. Rumble went big, and now they're losing $8 million, and their stock is crashing, okay, guys? So, you know, you don't know, man. Maybe Rumble is going to start charging you to watch and upload videos. Heck, maybe they might even go out of business altogether. Or you know what? Maybe Google will come in and say, hey, motherfuckers, here's $1 million. Go fuck yourself. And they close down Rumble. Hey, you never know what's going to happen, guys. So the point here is I'm trying to tell you guys out there, take the safe bet. The safe bet would be get yourself a small business, small rent, small office space. People who are paid, you know, not exorbitant amount, but, you know, maybe a little bit more than minimum wage, I guess. And you'll do fine, guys. You will do fine. So, yeah, man, I'm really going to start looking at some property here for investments and shit like that. And anyway, guys, Yeah, for those of you guys out there who are like fucking sick and tired of America, man, I would just bail. Just come here to Merida, man. Come here for a week, okay, guys? So a ticket from Lauderdale to Cancun is like $200. Rent a car from, you can rent a car as low as $20 from Cancun. And, you know, have that car for a week. That's what I'm doing. And just have that car with you and travel around Merida, man. Guys, don't bother with Cancun, Playa del Carmen, Tulum. Okay, those are all tourist traps. They're greatly, greatly exaggerated in prices. You know, don't go to other places in the Yucatan like Bacalar, because those are not independent cities, okay? Merida is the capital of the Yucatan state, okay? This is the freaking capital, guys. And again, the cartel and the Mexican government got together and they said, hey man, Merida is off limits. Merida is one of the safest cities in all of the Western hemispheres. So I would honestly look at Merida, to be honest with you guys. And if you don't like the heat, you don't like the humidity like I do, man, I hate the heat and the humidity, man, walk around in shirts and shorts. Ain't nobody gonna look down on you. And, you know, maybe go out at night, you know, keep the air condition on, take like a cold shower, I guess. But and if you really don't like staying here all that much, you know, go to San Cristobal, man. Go to Guadalajara. Go to like Mexico City, man. I'd go to, if it's up to me, I'd spend like 4 months here in Merida. Then I'll just go to San Cristobal for the rest of the time. But if you guys gonna have your own freaking business here, you gotta be here with the business, man. You just can't say, hey man, you take over the business while I go fuck hot bitches, you know. You gotta have... Oh! Did you see that? Look at that cockroach. Landed on me right there. Should I kill it? Should I kill it? Oh well. It's gone. Anyway, guys. So, yeah. That's my video for you guys. Merida, everybody watching this video, guys, let me tell you something, man. If you live in fucking Canada, you live in America, fucking work DoorDash, work Uber, you know, work in the gig economy, save up a cool $2,000. Guys, I, Amar Metwali, am able to come here while losing $800 a month on MGTOW TV. Are you guys telling me that you can't make $2,000 a month on DoorDash, Grubhub, or Uber, or any of these gig companies? Come on, man. Unless you're fucking retarded or there's something mentally wrong with you, anybody and everybody over the age of 18 and can freaking drive, you can make easy $2,000 a month with DoorDash, Uber. Save up that money, you know, maybe save up $2,000, $3,000, and just come down to Merida for a week. You know, Merida is a small city. Guys, you can pretty much hit up every major point in Merida over the weekend. That's what I plan on doing. So all of you guys out there who are like, fuck America, I want to go overseas, you know, I want to own my own small business, I want to get out of the matrix, you have no excuse not to come to Merida. Anyway, guys, that's my video. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one. Peace.